Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios just before the busy, busy time for the holiday season from the East House Business Association, Alan Tubbs. How are you, Alan?
Great, Kevin.
Glad to have you back on the program. I know you were in a little while ago to kind of give us a preview of what's going to be happening Friday night, but you're here to give us the final details on, the big parade and more in downtown East House.
Big parade, tree lighting, cookies, caroling, hot cocoa.
It's going to be a great night. Now, I think the last time we talked, it starts Friday night, but it's a little different time start, right?
It is. This year, we did make the time adjustment to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. We're hoping people can come. It'll be dark enough for the tree lighting, and then they can go out, have dinner, enjoy the town a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. So the parade starts at 5. Now, are you still looking for entries? Is there still time for that, or is that pretty much that closed down
If someone wanted to put a float in, they could come talk to me. I'm sure we could make some arrangements, but we're running out of time.
Yeah.
But we have some entries, and we're looking forward to lighting up the downtown.
Boy, you bet. So come on out and enjoy. You mentioned the parade's at 5, and then immediately following that, the parade kind of goes right down Newman, right?
Yep, the parade will end at Harbor Park, and we will do a little caroling. We'll have cookies and hot chocolate for free, provided by the Business Association. And then we'll kick it off with the tree lighting, or we'll finish it off with the tree lighting.
That's right. Now, do you have a special person who does the tree lighting? Is there any kind of honorary thing involved with that every year?
I believe it'll be a city official from East Ottawa. Sure. The mayor or the city manager will be there,
all
too.
Right. Now who leads the caroling?
That's going to be done by the Tawas Area High School Choir. They've agreed to coach us in the singing. They all sound a little bit better than we will.
That's right. They do sound real good. Now, with the earlier start, does that mean now people have a little more time to do some shopping in town then too, right?
Yes. So Friday, most of the stores are stay open till 6 on Friday, and then we have small business Saturday.
Right.
So we're hoping for a big weekend.
Boy, it sounds like it's going to be a big one, and what a great way to kick it off. Come on out for the parade. That gets underway at 5. They start lining the streets even earlier than that, don't they?
They do. Yeah. It's a busy evening in the Tawas. It's nice to see all the people in town again.
That's right. Now, it kicks off the holiday season for the East Tawas Business Association. Then I would imagine there's special things going on throughout the holiday season for people who are coming in to shop on Newman Street and in the area.
Lots of specials at the different stores. We really like to, we all take the shop local pledge, and we encourage everyone to come see what we have to offer downtown.
Boy, and you got a lot to offer, don't you? A little bit of everything for just about every taste and every budget. If it's not there, it's not on somebody's Christmas list.
I would like to think so.
Yeah, exactly. Now, if they want more information, how would they get more info about what's going on?
You can stop into the Village Chocolatier. Yeah. We'll be there except for Thanksgiving, or the Chamber. Also, I believe it's all on tawas.com as well.
All right. You can learn more there, too. From the East Tawas Business Association, Alan Tubbs. Alan, thanks for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Kevin. Thanks.